It's the frequency ball. Now here's the short list of the music I played. Started off with Emerge by Fisher Spooner. No relation. M. Ward did Migration of Souls. We heard the Imminent Collapse Department by Imaginary Soft Words. Absurdity by Trace Mountains. Personalia by Locate S1. Sarah Louise did Deliberation. Max DeWardner did Deranged Landscape. We heard Holes in Everything by The Stroppies. In Motion by Activity. Persona Non Grata by Bright Eyes. Waxahachie did The Eye. Stills by Daniel Avery and Alessandro Cortini. The Court and Jury by Elephant Stone. So Dark, Blinking Makes No Difference by Beauty Pill. Yesterday Is Gone by Dana Gavansky. Against All Logic did Alarm. Big Yawn did For Hoopst. We heard Animal Language by Lou Reed. And in the background now, that's Esoteric by Deeper. And you've been listening to What's the Frequency, Kenneth? I'm Paul Fisher.
This is Michael, a BAI buddy from Brooklyn. WBAI, oh, WBAI, you're listening to WBAI. 99.5 FM, WBAI.org on the web. Listen and learn. And become a BAI buddy today.
Stand by, please.
Here in my hand is the first radio tube. The miracle seed from which sprang the entire mighty structure of radio and television. Sonar, radar, talking pictures, guided missiles, automation, the electric brain computer, and long-distance telephone communication. This tube was the creation of one great man who at this moment is seated on our stage.
All Mixed Up with Peter Beauchamp.
This is Iggy Pop, and you're listening to WPK.
Suppose we just don't talk about it anymore.
I'm on 90.7. This is Peoria Underground Radio, you dig?
This is WBAI.
Hey, Goat.
From Community Public Radio.
This is North Country Public Radio.
What does he mean, dude? Dude Ranch?
WERU 89.9.
Here at 102.7 on your FM dial.
What'd you say if I wanted to take my mother along?
This is KHOI.
Randy Radio, KP88.
What is this, make-believe ballroom? How many times are you going to change the station?
Fishing with that guy.
Peter, he's the leader. All mixed up.
Everybody gonna pray. On the very last day, oh, when they hear that bell, ring the world away.
Everybody gonna pray to the heavens on the judgment day.
Well, you can sing about the great King David, and you can preach about the wisdom of Saul, but the judgment falls on all mankind when the trumpet sounds a call.
Brother Paul. gonna pray on the very last day. Oh, when they hear that bell or ring the world away, everybody gonna pray to the heavens on the judgment day.
Oh, well, the law is given and the law is known. The tale is told and the seed is sown. From dust we came and to dust we'll go. You know the
A dark day in Dallas, November 63, the day that will live on in infamy. President Kennedy was a right line. Good day to be living and a good day to die. He led to the slaughter like a sacrificial lamb. He said, wait a minute, boys, you know who I am. We do. We know who you are. Then they blew off his head while he was still in the car. Shot down like a dog in broad daylight. Was a matter of timing, and the timing was right. You got unpaid debts. We've come to collect. We're gonna kill you with hatred, without any respect. Mock you and shock you, and we'll grin in your face. We've already got someone here to take your place. The day they blew out the brains of the king, thousands were watching, no one saw a thing. It happened so quickly, so quick by surprise. There in front of everyone's eyes. Greatest magic trick ever under the sun. Perfectly executed, skillfully done. Wolfman, oh Wolfman, oh Wolfman, how? Rub-a-dub-dub, it's a murder most foul. Hush, little children, you'll understand. The Beatles are coming, they're gonna hold your hand. Slide down the banister, go get your coat. Ferry across the Mersey and go for the throat. There's three bumps coming, all dressed in rags. Pick up the pieces and over the flags. I'm going to Woodstock, it's the Aquarian Age. Then I'll go over to Altamont and sit near the stage. Put your head out the window, let the good times roll. There's a party going on behind the grassy knoll. Stack up the bricks, pour the cement. Don't say Dallas don't love you, Mr. President. Put your foot in the tank and step on the gas. Try to make it to the Triple Underpass. Blackface singer, whiteface clown. Better not show your faces after the sun goes down. I'm in the red light district like a cop on the beach. Living in a nightmare on Elm Street. When you're down on New Bellum, put your money in your shoe. Don't ask what your country can do for you. Cash on the bellhead, money to burn. Dealey Plaza, make a left-hand turn. I'm going down to the crossroads, gonna flag a ride. The place where faith, hope, and charity died. Shoot 'em while he runs, boy. Shoot 'em while you can. See if you can shoot the invisible man. Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye, Uncle Sam. Frankly, Miss Scarlett, I don't give a damn. the truth, where did it go? Ask Oswald and Ruby Leonard, no. Shut your mouth, say it, last old owl. Business is business, and it's a murder most foul. Tommy, can you hear me? I'm the Acid Queen. I'm riding in a long black Lincoln limousine. Riding in the back seat next to my wife. Heading straight on into the afterlife. I'm leaning to the left, got my head in the lap. Lord, I've been led into some kind of a trap. Well, we ask no quarter, but no quarter do we give. We're right down the street from the street where you live. They mutilated his body and they took out his brain. What more could they do? They piled on the pain. But his soul was not there where it was supposed to be at. For the last 50 years, they've been searching for that. Freedom, oh freedom, freedom over me. I hate to tell you, mister, but only dead men are free. Send me some love, tell me no lies. Gun in the gutter and walk on by. Wake up, little Susie, let's go for a drive. Cross the Trinity River, let's keep hope alive. Turn the radio on, don't touch the dials. Parkland Hospital, only 6 more miles. You got me dizzy, Miss Lizzie. You fill me with lead. That magic bullet of yours has gone to my head. I'm just a patsy like Patsy Cline. Never shot anyone from in front or behind. I blood in my eye, got blood in my ear. I'm never gonna make it to the new frontier. Superdust film, I've seen that before. Seen it 33 times, maybe more. It's vile and deceitful, it's cruel and it's mean. Ugliest thing that you ever have seen. They killed him once and they killed him twice. Killed him like a human sacrifice. The day that they killed him, someone said to me, son, the age of the Antichrist has just only begun. Air Force One coming in through the gate. Johnson sworn in at 238. Let me know when you decide to throw in the towel. It is what it is, and it's murder most foul. What's new, pussycat? What I say? I said the soul of a nation will turn away. And planet's beginning to go into a slow decay. And that it's 36 hours past Judgment Day. Wolfman Jack, he's speaking in tongues. He's going on and on at the top of his lungs. Play me a song, Mr. Wolfman Jack. Play it for me in my long Cadillac. Play me that only the good die young. Take me to the place Tom Dooley was hung. They say James Infirmary in the court of King James. If you want to remember, you better write down the names. Play it at James 2. Play it rather go blind. Play it for the man with a telepathic mind. Play John Lee Hooker, play Scratch My Back. Play it for that strip club owner named Jack. Guitar Slim going down slow. Play it for me and for Marilyn Monroe. Please don't let me be misunderstood. Play it for the first lady, she ain't feeling too good. Play Don Henley, play Glenn Frey. Take it to the limit and let it go by. Play it for Kyle Wilson too. Looking far, far away down Gower Avenue. Play Tragedy, play Twilight Time. Take me back to Tulsa to the scene of the crime. Play another one and another one bites the dust. Play the old rugged cross and in God we trust. Ride the pink horse down that long lonesome road. Stand there and wait for his head to explode. Play Mystery Train for Mr. Mystery. The man who fell down dead like a rootless tree. For the reverend, play it for the pastor, play it for the dog that got no master. Play Oscar Peterson, play Stan Getz, play Blue Sky, play Dickie Betts. Play Art Pepper, Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker. And all that junk, all that junk and all that jazz. Play something for the Birdman of Alcatraz. Play Buster Keaton, play Harold Lloyd. Play Bugsy Siegel, play Birdie Boy Floyd. Play the numbers, play the odds. For the Lord of the Gods. Play number 9, play number 6. Play it for Nancy and Stevie Nicks. Play Nat King Cole, play Nature Boy. Play down in the boondocks for Terry Marlowe. It happened one night, that white night of sin. There's 12 million souls that are listening in. Play Merchant of Venice, play Merchants of Death. Play Stella by Starlight for Lady Macbeth. Don't worry, Mr. President. Help's on the way. Your brothers are coming. There'll be hell to pay. Brothers, what brothers? What's this about hell? Tell him we're waiting. Keep coming. we'll get them as well. Love Field is where his plane touched down, but it never did get back up off the ground. It was a hard act to follow, second to none. They killed him on the altar of the rising sun. They missed you for me and that old devil moon. Play anything goes at Memphis in June. Play lonely at the top and lonely at the brave. Play it for Houdini spinning around in his grave. Play Jelly Roll Morton, play Lucille. Deep in a dream and play driving wheel. Play Bootlight Sonata in F sharp. And the key to the highway for the king of the harp. Play Marching to Georgia in Dumbarton's drums. Play Darkness and Death Will Come When It Comes. They love me or leave me by the great bird power. Play the bloodstained banner, play murder most foul.
We did it right with all our souls. to the rivers and some to the sea.
Some we observe today not a victory of party, but a celebration of freedom, symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change. Let the word go forth
from this day,
from this time and place, to friend and foe alike, that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century.
This is the new frontier.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
It's 83 degrees in Dallas at 11 o'clock.
From the world, the nation, and the Texas News Triangle, this is KLIF Hourly News.
United Nations Secretary General Fan says there is no justification for arresting Katanga President Chombe in Elizabethville. Successful stationary test of Titan II intercontinental ballistic missile has been made at Vandenberg Air Force Base. The largest student demonstration to date against Negro James Meredith has been broken up by University of Mississippi campus police.
At the tone, standard time will be 11:29 and 30 seconds.
And now, a shortcut back to Dallas.
I was in the, oh my God, 10 years ago today.
One time or other, everybody listen to me. You lose somebody you love. But that's no reason for you to break down and cry. I said, hey, everybody, everybody, everybody's had a lonely moment. Everybody, everybody, everybody's had the blues.
I was in school. I was in the seventh grade in a math class, and I remember they rang the bells early at the end of the math class. It was the end of the eighth period. It was a Friday afternoon, and we said, oh, good, we're going to get to go home early.
At the tone, standard time will be 11:42. Exactly.
Yeah!
Process of building an office building on 58th Street when I heard about it.
Now hear this.
KLIF presents the world's greatest disc jockey, Ross Knight.
Oh, boy.
I introduced myself in Paris by saying that I was the man who had accompanied Mrs. Kennedy to Paris. I'm getting that somewhat that same sensation as I travel around Texas. Nobody wonders what Lyndon and I wear. Put it on in the White House on Monday. If you'll come up there, you'll have a chance to see it there.
They said it couldn't be done. They said nobody
hold
could
it,
do
hold
it.
Hold it. Stop the music. What couldn't be done?
In study hall, and the study hall teacher came down, and I had, of course, several friends who went to the parade. You could have the option of going, getting out of school to see the parade, and I had work to do, so I stayed at school.
At the tone, standard time will be 12:07 and 30 seconds.
Well, I remember how being terribly shocked and incredible the whole thing that this sort of thing could happen in the United States.
I think Kennedy was about the one that made me realize that there was an America and maybe there is hope.
Let me get a little hand clapping now.
In America, I think it was maybe through him that I really got the inspiration. So my goal was to come to America, but like that was through him.
Okay, by me in America, everything's free. In America. Automobiles in America. Romeo Steel in America. Wires for wheel in America. Everything.
still in America. I like the city of San Juan. I know a boat you can get on. Everyone there will give big cheer. Everyone there will have moved.
Bell ringer. Love it.
That's going to be on the Good Guy Survey any minute right now. And the name reclaimer winner on Rooftop Singers was, let's see, congratulating Dennis Dallas of 262 Hoym Street. Hoym? H-O-I-M-E Street in Nutley, New Jersey. Oh, Scooter, I love this one. This is Freddie Scott. Oh, hey, girl.
Hey, girl, I want you to know I'm gonna miss you so much if you go. So
bye,
if this is goodbye,
bye,
at the tone, standard time will be 12, 19, and 50 seconds.
All I remember was that I was at Antioch in my room, and that's all I remember. That's how I heard, and I remember just that's all.
When you wake up.
No,
guys.
We'll say hi when you feel low.
We're the Good Guys.
O'Brien and Harrison, start your day. Glenn comes back there.
Oh,
hi, Bay.
We're the Good Guys.
After Jack, we'll tell you what you're needing.
Yeah, yeah.
Dandy Dan and then B. Mitchell Reed Swing.
1, 2, 6 until the dawn.
Swing
along,
Good Guys, that's a...
Yeah!
I really don't recall. Housework, no doubt.
At the tone, standard time will be 12:20. Exactly.
64 degrees, Scooter.
Now put yourself in a handsome new car. A 63 personality car. Smart car, think twice, full size and low price.
Oh, I was in school. I had just slapped the teacher.
This is KLIF 1190.
Dallas.
KLIF 1190.
I just started working at the AMP on Lockhart Turnpike. I was a bag boy. I remember I was putting up some bags into this lady's car, and she had the radio on in her boat.
I said, take it easy, baby. I worked all day, and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place, and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, boss, I'm over, baby. Keep on working, for this ain't no time to quit. She said, go, boss, I'm over, baby. Keep on dancing. I'm about to have myself a fit.
First news first. We take you now to one of the KLIF mobile news units for a news story of special interest brought to you by Zenith, America's number one TV value.
I was riding my bike and I went and I bought some sneakers after I heard it on the radio. Because I needed sneakers. I didn't care.
Number 2 in New York, and I'll be back after the news.
Everybody's twisting. Everybody's twisting.
To the home of the Good Guys, home of the hits, WMCA Radio 57. Ma!
At the tone, standard time will be 12:29 and 20 seconds.
I was on the stage at MacArthur Theater, and we were doing a dress rehearsal of Alice in Wonderland, which was pretty far out. And it all just came to a halt. And that's where I was.
I was downtown in Yellow Springs, Ohio, trying to purchase some food at a small delicatessen. When I heard the news, I was in a small delicatessen, now defunct.
From 1190 KLIF in Dallas, and here's an angle for Johnny Angel.
Johnny Angel.
People ask later, was Jacqueline Kennedy pretty, or how she was dressed? I have no idea of those. I was so fascinated by seeing the President of the United States that I couldn't take my eyes off of him.
Johnny Angel.
And when that first shot went off, I thought it was a backfire from a motorcycle. But when his hands went up to the side, then I realized, my God, he has been shot.
Diamond, 3 pennies after 7 with your leader, BMR, on the Wide, Wide, Weird World. And stand by, you could be a winner of the Musical Love Letters Contest, maybe. Upcoming, a reactivated smashback, Leslie Gore, It's Your Party, Rooftop Singers, and Hey Girl, and hits keep coming here with BMR. And here's one right now. These are the Chiffons.
At the tone, standard time will be 12:30 and 30 seconds.
I have the power as the high priest of Dallas Radio from Master Control Central to bring every broadcasting channel through 1190. So you need not turn your radio to any other broadcasting medium in the Dallas area. Friends, this is not for real if you're suing. In case any scientists are listening from Southern Methodist University, I will not reveal any more of the Weird Beard's secret power. This is not Orson Welles. Because, my friends, this is a complete hoax. My first venture in sound will be to bring in KIXL. Known to the Montavani set as Kixel. The 1190 scanner is turned on now.
I was getting out of a class. I was in a private school in New Jersey, and I just remember walking up the stairs from the school area to an area where there were many student cars. And in a typical fashion for that era, 1963, everybody was sitting in their cars, hanging out the cars.
Just a few minutes ago, the President of the United States turned. There were three loud, reverberating explosions. Nobody moved. Everyone seemed stunned. A few seemed to look around, wondering who has the firecrackers. Then suddenly, the Secret Service men sprang into action. The convertible bearing the President and Mrs. Kennedy sped away, and officers, both plain clothes and uniformed, seemed to spring from everywhere at once, guns drawn, ordering people to lie flat. There are two witnesses who were near the President's car at the time of the explosions who say that shots were fired. From which upper window, we do not know. We do not and cannot confirm the reports at this time that the President has been shot. One witness says he definitely was shot, that he was hit twice, that he saw the President slump in his seat. As I say, this is not confirmed at this time. From where I am, the police have two witnesses. They are bringing them in now. I'm in the Texas School Book Depository Building. They're bringing some witnesses in now. We will try to learn further and relay word to the station. Stay tuned for further details. This is Pierce Allman from the Texas School Book Depository Building for WFAA News.
And that's how I found out about it, right then and there. It was somebody had heard it on a radio.
And I was sent out to the principal's office, and I was told, come back and see me tomorrow. The President has been shot, so we can't deal with you today. And that was the day I got off seeing them tomorrow, because I never showed up again.
I remember, you know, like it was basically a radio thing.
I was at boarding school, and school was just about empty because we got that weekend off instead of Thanksgiving. And I walked into the common room, and the TV set was blank, but on, there were a whole bunch of people standing around. And coming out of the TV set was just a sound, the guy saying, and then Jackie said, "Oh no, Jack, oh no."
At the tone, standard time will be 12:58 and 50 seconds.
I was in the army when that happened. Maybe a day or so later, then I realized it was President Kennedy who was killed. You know what I mean? Then it dawned on me who the dude was, you know, when they started comparing him with his Abe Lincoln, who was shot in almost the same manner, right?
And they rang the bells early, and we all went back to our homeroom, and the principal got on the public address system. He made an announcement. And our principal had a great flair. He was a great showman. He liked to make long speeches. He was very flowery on the public address system. And we all thought it was going to be another speech. Don't talk in the halls. We're going to dismiss you early. So the teacher's going to have a conference. But this isn't really an early dismissal. This will be something very special. So he got on the public address system, and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, is dead."
I was at work at the insurance company, and I got off for lunch. This is before I had heard about it. I got off at lunchtime at 1 o'clock.
At the tone, standard time will be 1 o'clock. Exactly.
It was like the light was out in the middle of the day, and it was too much. Yes, I was at Penthouse K in 65 West 55th Street.
It was raining terribly. It was almost black. It never became day the whole day. I remember that more than anything else. I was in my house and I had the television on. And I remember that it was a day that was not a day. It was always night.
And then the principal, Mr. Oxenhorn, had a minute of silence. And even with that occasion, even the president was dead, we couldn't keep quiet for a minute.
What was I doing when Kennedy was shot? I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like in the hall, like going to the bathroom or something. And somebody came out and told me, I was in the hall, you know, somebody came and told me he was shot. And I went to an audio visual room and looked at it on television.
And I went to go pay on my bill at Outlets on the third floor. And I went up to the third floor to pay, and everyone was quiet, you know. And this woman comes out from the back and she's screaming, "Kennedy's been shot! Kennedy's been shot!" You know. Everybody in the store just was quiet. When I came out, it was all quiet outside.
And from there, being away from home and being away from relatives and any feeling of security, I was thrown completely, being so far away and being so far removed and not really being aware of what was happening. They permitted us at that point to glue ourselves in front of the television, and mostly everybody did.
At the tone, standard time will be 1:08 and 40 seconds.
I remember that weekend in New York. Everybody was so stunned. At the time, I lived in a tenement with an old Irish landlady who was terribly moved by the whole event because of Kennedy's being Irish. And, in fact, it was an Irish neighborhood. Everybody put out signs of mourning.
I remember I was putting up some bags into this lady's car, and she had the radio on, and the bulletin came on and said the president's been shot. And I sat in the car with her, and we listened, you know, like, paralyzed. And then she had to leave, and I, you know, the next car came, and I said, "Did you hear the president's been shot?" The lady said no, or whoever was driving the car. And they put on the radio, and we just kept listening. You know, all the people, it was really incredible. And then I told my boss, I said, "Did you hear the president's been shot?" And he said, "The president of what?" And I said, "The United States." It just kept going like that until I got out of work. When I got home, I watched it on TV, see what happened.
That there weren't too many people in the restaurant, you know, like, or that there suddenly weren't too many people coming in, but we didn't really notice it. And we went outside and then went up to the movies. And we went to the movie we wanted to see, and we went in to pay. And the woman said, movie's closed. And we said, why? And she said, the president's been shot.
10 years ago, I was at Cornell University. I was an alumni returning for a weekend of merriment. Eating in the cafeteria, someone said the president had been shot. I said, oh, come on, I don't believe that. And lo and behold, I went upstairs and everyone was around this television set. People were crying. Walter Cronkite was crying. Everybody was crying. And John F. Kennedy was indeed dead.
We were going home in the bus and we were all screaming. Then I got home. My mother was out in front. She was crying. Everybody was crying.
The announcement of his death came over loudspeaker in the bottom of the student union there in Houston Hall, and cars were stopping in the middle of the street in Philadelphia. Buildings had their doors flung open and people poured out into the streets, and every third person on the street was in tears. The city came to a standstill, and I went downtown and sat inside a synagogue for a while. I was really frightened.
Then the principal came on and he said, everybody home. And I was there, and I went home.
And I hurried home, and my roommate was taking it out of class test. And I said, Kennedy's been shot. She said, oh my God, that's terrible. Let me finish this test. So she finished her test.
I was in an English class, and the teacher came in delayed and made an announcement and tried to go on with the class, and after 10 minutes, one of the guys got up, was freshman or sophomore English in college, and said, you know, talking about English really is just so trivial compared to what's happening. And the teacher said, I agree, and we all left.
These friends of mine came over to my room, and I think I had gotten food for my birthday in the mail. And we had this big, like, telling all these horrible things in our lives for some reason came out, you know? And it was very, it was a very, you know, like, cathartic weekend. Like, everybody for some reason was drinking a lot and talking about their lives, you know. And it was quite something.
Oh, I was in the basement of the sculpture studio taking out a piece of cast, and when the news came, we were in the pot shop, and when the news came, somebody came in the room and said Kennedy was shot. We all stopped, and the boy who's making a pot, the pot cracked. It was on the wheel, and he pushed his hand into it, and he made a stand for it and glazed it, and I have it in my house.
I was sitting in my fourth grade class in a Catholic grammar school listening to a fat old art teacher who had been in for the last 15 minutes, and when she heard it, she banged her head up against the blackboard. I remember very vividly when it came over the microphone.
What was I doing when I heard the news? I was teaching nursery school at the time, and I got a call from my friend Louise, who was working for the French Cultural Information Service, and they had a APY or photo machine or whatever it is, you know, where they get the news ahead of everybody else. And she called to say that Kennedy had been shot, but at that point, of course, nobody could believe it was a fatal thing. It was just incredible that somebody in Texas would take a pot shot at the president.
There would be things like fear about Dallas, you know, as being the city, about our town, you know, stuff like that. And the fact that we knew exactly where it was made it very personal, you know, very, you know, we knew the street, you know.
So then these reports kept coming in, and at the time I had three roommates. There were four of us living together. One of them just sat there and typed a paper and kept saying, oh, gee, that's too bad.
And my teacher, Mrs. Goldman, she jumped. She actually jumped. She jumped. Huh. And all of us just looked at each other. When you're in seventh grade, it's hard, really. It's difficult to take, and you laugh.
I was sitting in the last class about 10 minutes, and there was a notice, President Kennedy has been shot, critically wounded, and everyone was gasping and crying. Then he got outside and heard he was dead, and then he wasn't dead. You know, they caught the guy, they didn't caught the guy.
I was wearing a gray sweater, and it was cold out, so I put on this orange cardigan, and I went to tell my friend Judith, and she was shocked, and everybody kept saying, why are you wearing an orange cardigan?
Well, then I remember that night, we went, it was just so obscene, I couldn't stand it. We went to Howard Johnson's for dinner, in Trenton, New Jersey. I don't know how or why we ended up doing that, but I recall that it really upset me.
A Shortcut Back to Dallas was produced by Peter Beauchamp.
Answer the phone.
I was in the, oh my God, 10 years ago today.
And I don't want historians 10 years from now to say, these were the years when the tide ran out for the United States. I want them to say, these were the years when the tide came in. These were the years when the United States started to move again. That's the question before the American people, and only you can decide what you want this country to be. What you want to do with the future. I think we're ready to move.
All Mixed Up, Peter Beauchamp. Glad you tuned in. WBAI in New York City. Become a BAI buddy. Go to the WBAI.org website. Become a BAI buddy and say WBAI means a lot. And All Mixed Up is my favorite show. You can write to me at mixedup@pipeline.com.
To the guitar play. Oh baby, come on. Let me take you where the action is. Come on. Let me take you where the action is.
meet your baby where the action is.
Welcome to Music of the 60s. The show is live, with the emphasis on the sound of music, featuring new arrangements of some of the current songs and some of your old favorites. You know, not all of the music of today is like this. Some of it is like this.
Face of all faces, she's the craziest, like young. She drinks coffee, cafe espresso. She reads Kerouac, like young. She goes where all the angry men go to, recites poetry, like young. We start blowing the pad around 11, and we're a humming it, like now. We spin records on cloud number 7, and she's reaching me like wow. I'm all unstrung, 'cause man, she's got me feeling like young. If she were to brush me and go, I'd start wearing my hair again, like a square again. I keep getting the kookiest notion, I think maybe it's like love. I've been feeling crazy emotion, I think baby it's like love. Now we're riding a rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like young. Love, soft as April snow. Love, warm as candle glow. Love,
when nothing makes sense to me, I put on chopper went to. Your heart was never what I once knew. Lazy Moscow was kept. Dividing lines, deep set and paved. Two parts to wonderful. The part and several desires to pursue. And the soul chose to cause the tide to enforce the divide. This old ocean is moved in time. I score mine, store my crimes. Reach slow motion to coin the mind. See, here I trace my steps to where my senses left. And brain had turned my sense too much. This slowly seeping straight through the crust. Now let these stains of gum slip down to where my head once sunk and drowned. Just to wait for a while to see my body has merged to the deep cruel sea. But my soul flows, a drift for the smiles, the story lines. The soul's broken down borderlines. To cause the tide, to enforce the bind. It's all the motion that is moved in time. I'll score a mind.
I'm fool, I wouldn't stay too long. Now I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Oh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Oh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. I'm yours. Seen a lot of things in this whole world. When I touched them, they did nothing, girl. Oh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Oh, wee babe, you set my soul on fire. That's why I know you are my only desire. Oh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. I'm yours. I've done a lot of foolish, foolish things that I really, really didn't mean. I could be a broken man, but here I am. Oh, baby, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
Couldn't be when Walter Becker was once asked, what do you think of the other artists who are covering your Steely Dan songs? He picked out Ivy, and Only a Fool Would Say That, as his favorite. Only a Fool Would Say That. When Paul McCartney was asked what's his favorite Beatles song that him and John worked on, he more than once credited You Know My Name, Look Up the Number. And that's an alternative version on the Beatle Anthology collection that we played. Rufus Wainwright doing a cover of Stevie Wonder's Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours. From Beatles Revisited, we heard There's a Place, King Cruel, and Borderline. Something brand new from Mr. Chocolate, Wes Montgomery. Buddy Greco with his version of Like Young. And we opened up with the late Larry Elgart, with his brother Les Elgart, and the Bandstand Boogie, which was the theme song for Dick Clark's American Bandstand. Dick Clark also had something to do with Action with Paul Revere and the Raiders with Music of the 60s. All mixed up. Peter Beauchamp, glad you tuned in. Lots going on.
Well, I've been saving for a custom van.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of a Blondie song, Gabin with Sweet Sadness, Martin John Henry covering the Beatles' Because, the Beach Boys from the Smile Project, we heard Our Prayer, which originally came back out on 2020, I think. And we started off with Jesus Came to My Birthday Party, then the Beatles again from Abbey Road, stuck in the middle there with The Sun King. Here comes That Sun King. All mixed up. Peter Beauchamp here with you, wishing you all the happiest of holidays. Thanks to everybody who supported us this last year or ever. This is a live recording, I think, from maybe, it could be 96, it could be 98, with the Fountains of Wayne on All Mixed Up.
Two.
Left of me, a spot on the sidewalk, a mark on the street. I'm just a hat and feet. I'm just a hat and feet. You dropped a bomb on a hat.
just a hat and feet. That's all that's left of me. A spot on the sidewalk, a mark on the street. I'm just a hat and feet. I'm just a hat.
Hat and feet. It's nice the way you did that overdub as you were, as you were going.
Oh, yeah.
That second person coming in.
I'm like the Bobby McFerrin of power pop.
I guess so.
All the parts at once.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stars.
A good song before we head out on the road.
Yeah.
Are you going on a long tour?
Yeah, we're just starting one actually now. We're going to be pretty much gone until middle October with a few little breaks here and there, but we're doing a month in America. We're going to Japan, Australia, Europe.
Doing the world.
We're traveling men.
You ever been to Japan before?
No.
I'm a little apprehensive about it because I don't like fish very much.
Or flying fish.
Well, you see those Japanese restaurants with steak and stuff now. I mean, it's all real expensive, but I think they have other things besides fish.
Yeah, but I don't know. Everybody's going to want to eat sushi. Except for me.
Want to do a BAI thing?
Can sure.
Like WBAI.
It's a major seven thing.
Yeah.
WBAI. Station with that guy, Peter.
He's the leader. Oh, that's good.
You want to do the he's the leader?
Peter, he's the leader of the band.
It's a little jingle.
I like those minor things.
WBAI, the station with that guy.
Chord.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
You rolling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go around. Vamp on the A.
Okay.
major.
Yeah, guy, Peter. Peter, he's all mixed up.
That's too long. Okay.
He's all mixed up. Like that. Okay, ready? One, two, three, four.
Station with that.
See, this take is why 94. I told you I had a sore throat.
Dude.
Hey. WBAI, the station with that guy, Peter.
Once every 10 years, America mounts a census and attempts to count every single person living in the country, citizens and non-citizens, immigrants, documented and undocumented alike. This is an extremely difficult goal, even under ideal circumstances, and even as the actions of the current U.S. government has created fear and uncertainty that all but ensures that many immigrants will stay in the shadows, too terrified to risk contact with any governmental official, census takers included. However, by law, namely Title 13 of the U.S. Code, the Census Bureau cannot release any information about you, your business, or your immigration status to law enforcement. So step out of the shadows, stand up and be counted. This is a public service of WBAI Community Outreach.
Breathe deep. Breathe deep. Expand your mind and let the music be your driving force.
Enter a world of color and light.
And keep on thinking free.
The most eclectic mix of music in the city that never sleeps. At 99.5 FM WBAI New York and streaming live at www.wbai.org.
And you're tuned to WBAI New York 99.5 FM, streaming around the world at wbai.org. Up next, an encore presentation of Burn Baby Burn Clappers with your old pal, Lister. Wherever he is, I hope he has his clothes off. This program originally heard on March 5th of this year.
When I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary. And you're going to have to keep on saying that. You're going to have to say that I am a proletarian. I am the bitch.
The red part of the balloon spit on you.
Trying to reach my freedom of speech and expressing myself, torching the symbol of oppression. Let that be a lesson to those that want suppression of the truth. Put on hold, the bold lose control, so they force obedience. Have you pledge allegiance to a piece of cloth? That's off the way I see it. Well, I'm going off berserk, cause the system works to jerk. My people, the people, all around the pigs work. Tell me I'm wrong, or that's my right in this right in the Constitution. Yo, that's an illusion, huh? Suckers trying to change and rearrange. They say that I'm free, but they sure have a strange way of showing it. But I'm blowing the cover. The red, white, the blue, but the black for the brother. And I'm the lover of this flag like many others take the same turn like me. They yearn for the flag too. We'll be right back.
dragon and drag it and rip it to shreds. Cause I'm too black, too strong, too red, too dread. And I'm dreaded cause I make the pigs tremble when I burn a cymbal. Yo, I'm quick and nimble like Jack, but I'm a black man attacking the flag. I keep my torch handy, I'm no Yankee Doodle Dandy, so just hand me a flag from the fastest and watch me burn that piece of to ash. Cause the real meaning is what the masses must learn. That's why the red, white, and blue must burn, baby, burn. Let's find the people who hate this. These are the places we'll hit.
Panama, talking about Peru, Azania, Brixton, Belfast, and forget Korea, Beirut, and forget Haiti. Talking about uptown Harlem, New York City, y'all. And Nicaragua, East and South Central LA, California, IA, Miami. Do or die, Bed-Stuy. Never ran, never will, Brownsville. Boogie down, South Bronx.
Same place, same time, right here at your favorite radio station. 8 minutes after 3 o'clock, like burning time. Dead man walking, dead man running. Joe Biden. These Negroes doing all the things they can do against their best interests. No wonder we had to call the shoot Burn Baby Burn. Next week, same place, same time, right here at your favorite 99 Sync.